This is KCUR 89.3. Tonight, Washington, D.C. will host Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The first All-Star Game was held in 1933 when a Kansas City guy named Joe Cool was playing for the Washington Senators. During and after his Major League career, Cool became well-known in and around Kansas City. But as KCUR's Greg Eklund reports today, he's mostly forgotten.
Look around the youth baseball complex off Bannister Road in Kansas City, and the only sign that acknowledges the history of amateur baseball here is Hager Field. It's named after John Hager, who's been around 3-2 baseball for more than 50 years.
I didn't know they were going to do that. Some people got together and did that for me.
If Hager had his way, some of the league pioneers would be recognized, like one of the founders of 3-2 baseball, Joe Cool.
I remember Joe Cool right down the street from my grandma. And I remember when I was a kid then, when we used to have the Kansas City Blues.
Cool managed the Kansas City Blues, a New York Yankees farm team, in 1950 when future Hall of Famer Whitey Ford pitched. As a slick fielding first baseman, Cool played for the Blues when they won the minor league championship in 1929. But the Yankees already had a guy at first, Lou Gehrig. So the Washington Senators purchased Cool for more than $60,000. That was after the stock market crash, and equivalent to more than $900,000 today. Cool could hit, too, as described in this Senators game against the White Sox on WMAQ in Chicago.
Cool is on his way to third base. Upton gets the ball and throws it in, and he ducks it in the center of the diamond. A triple to left center by Cool.
Cool played in the big leagues for 18 seasons. He grew up in Cleveland, settled in Kansas City, and his only son, Joe Cool Jr., recalls his father's notoriety around town.
If you knew sports at all, you knew Joe Cool. Because a lot of times I'd go somewhere, I don't care if it's picked up a piece of meat at a meat market. Hey, that's Joe's boy.
Cool was playing for the White Sox when he co-founded 3-2 baseball in 1943. There's a line of ball players from 3-2 who made it to the big leagues, like eventual All-Star and Royal Cy Young Award winner David Cohn. Besides his skills with a baseball glove, Joe Cool had a sleight of hand and would perform card tricks for kids. But what stood out most about Joe Cool?
I think just of his immense love of the game. And along with my dad, the conversation always was centered around baseball.
That's Barbara Altgott, whose dad scouted the amateur ranks and was good friends with Joe Cool. Joe Jr. agrees that there was a lot of baseball talk in the Cool household, but adds that his father was reticent about his own career.
Truly, he wouldn't speak about himself a lot or his accomplishments a lot unless he was in family or with somebody he trusted a lot. He'd open up. But other than that, he truly was a very humble man.
So if you're wondering if one of baseball's best ever names lived up to the Joe Cool image that Charles Schulz immortalized in the Peanuts comic strip, Joe Jr. says,
it wasn't Joe Cool in the 30s or 40s like it was with Snoopy. Snoopy made Joe Cool, Joe Cool.
Hager would like to see more recognition at the 3-2 complex of guys like Joe Cool, who are linked to the league's 75-year history.
I thought about putting up some plaques or memorial and just building it out here. I just want to make sure nobody breaks into it. You know what I mean? It's left unattended throughout the winter. But I would love to do that for all the old timers.
Joe Cool died in 1984 at the age of 77. You could find his headstone at Forest Hill Cemetery near a couple of other KC big-time baseball figures, Satchel Paige and Buck O'Neill. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
Salvador Perez will represent the Kansas City Royals and be in the starting lineup for the All-Star game tonight.